So what's the Sefer Arvasim? What is this? What is this wondrous little book? My father gave me the Sefer. He bought it at a used farm store for $1. Rav Simcha Horowitz, the Rebbe of Baranov, buried on Harzesim in Yerushalayim. He was a Rav who was in Poland. He was a Rav in Poland for many years. And the last 7-8 years of his life, he moved to Eretz Yisrael. Here's a picture of, not of him, but here's a picture of his house in the Beis Yisrael section. Okay, looks like a... This is where this big tzaddik used to live. He was descendant of the Rapshitzer, of Jikov, of Rapshitz. He's a big tzaddik, and he brings these Ramazim Nechlaim. So, again, this little sefer here has Lag BaOmer, it has Hanukkah, it has Purim. Some of the Torahs are very hard. Some of them are very sweet. And this Maimer Shekel HaKodesh, I figured we would do it under Parshas Shkalim. Some of it will go down smooth, some of it will say, I don't really get it. But okay, we'll trust in this holy Jew. We'll let him try to bring it down to us. Maimer Shekel HaKodesh, Perek Aleph. Isa B'Shachal HaTorah. It begins with the Shachal HaTorah. Shachal HaTorah is a really wondrous sefer that people don't look at enough. Rav Mordechai Cohen of Tzfat, many hundreds of years ago. Also, a wild sefer in the realm of Ramazim, but opens up a lot of things that you don't find in other Sfar. So in Shachal HaTorah, it's brought, and the Shachal HaTorah is not the Shach on Shulchan Aruch. Rav Mordechai Cohen of Tzfat was not the Sifsei Cohen on Yerodea. Ki Shekel Ba'at Bash Ole Chavav. Shekel, welcome. Shekel and Atbash is Begematria 26, Mispar Shem Havaya Baruch Hu B'Shlemus. Shin becomes a Beis, Kof becomes a Dalet, Lamed becomes a Chaf. So Shekel and Atbash, if I want to bring out a different understanding of the Shekel through the Koach of Atbash, right, the interchangeability of the letters, Aleph for Tav, Beis for Shin, so it's Begematria 26, Shem Hashem. Now why is Shekel Merumas in Shem Hashem? So let's see. V'chatzi shekel, and therefore the half shekel that we're thinking about, the machas is a shekel. Romez ka'amram zalit, is meramis to the Gemara in Erevin. Dayo la'olam hazel li'shtamish b'chatzi shem. It's enough for this world to survive. Of course, we want the shame to be shalim. That comes about through Mechias Amalek. But we know that it's enough for the world to survive in the interim b'chatzi shem. Shinamar, kol ha'neshama tahalel ka. We would love for it to say Tahalel Yud Hey Vav and Hey, but the world can get by. We can struggle through the Gullis, and there's enough of a Gilui of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to survive with Chatzi Shem. Kol Neshama Tahalel Ka. Ayin Sham. Vechein Nirmas Tahalel Ka Mispar Shkalim. Tahalel Ka is Gematria Shkalim. Okay, 480. Ukafiyam Mavur B'Yerushalmi Asher Chatzi Shekel Hu Chatzi Sela Sela and Shekel are used interchangeably. So therefore what? A half of a shekel is the same as a half of a selah. So it says the Rebbe of Brana, let's take the word selah and let's cut it in half. Im nechalik osio selah l'chatzoin, hainu, chatzio min samach hu lamed, half of samach is lamed, is 30. Half of lamed is 15, yod and hay. Half of ayin is lamed hay. So what letters emerge when we chop the selah in half? Hare mamish osvan halel ka. Kavalik, no? Again, some of the things he says are very, I mean, they're beautiful. Some of them are just beyond us. So far he's saying things that I think we can really be nisbal from and not feel that it's too out there. You cut the selah in half, the chatzi selah emerges halel ka, because the whole avoda of a Jew in battling against Amalek is to realize that, yes, I would like to remove Amalek. I would like to come to a Parsha Zachar. And Ritz Hashem next week, or in 2 weeks, we'll come to a Parsha Zachar. But I have to know that I can also survive B'chatzi Shem. I can survive with half of a Shekel. Shekel B'gematria Nefesh. When a Jew is not in his complete state, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in Kiviyachol, his complete state. Kiyad Al Kes Ka. Tahal Al Ka. I can survive. When I have the half Shekel, it also, there's what to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's what to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Hal Al Ka. Let's go a step further. Interesting. You go through that parak of Tehillim, different psukim being meravis to different months. Kol haneshama tahalaka is meravis to chodesh Adar. And that's perhaps an explanation. V'koflin oso l'umas chodesh ha'ibor. Why do we say the pasuk twice? Kol haneshama tahalaka haluka. Kol haneshama tahalaka haluka. Because that's the pasuk of Adar. It's kavaldik, no? The pasuk of Adar is this pasuk, as we've seen. It's the Indian of the shekel. It's the Be'echad Ba'adr Mashmina Ashkalim. Kol haneshama tahalaka. Who neged chodesh Adar, and therefore we repeat the pasuk two times, one for Adar Aleph, and one for Adar Sheni. Now we understand a little better the opening Mishnah and Shkalim. Be'echad Ba'adr Mashmian al Shkalim, ki Shkalim remuzim b'mikra shu neged Adar. V'nei mikra zeh b'rashay tevos kol hanishama tahalel hushem chaf hey taf. One of the shemos of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is chaf hey taf. Gematria 425. What is that shame? So let me introduce you to that shame. And there's a lot of things, a lot of fascinating things about that shame. Shmuel Pinchas talks about it in some of the Sfarim. Shumasugo lahashpil ulahachnia asarashaim. That's a name. That name, chaf hey tough, or sometimes it's tough chaf hey, as we'll see, is a name that can be used to destroy rishaim, to subdue rishaim. Shabohar Moshe as a Mitzri Kanoda. As is well known to those who know, this is the name that Moshe used to kill the Mitzri. I'll just show you, again, very bekitzer. What happens when Moshe sees the two Jews fighting? What does he say to him? He says, Rasha, Lama, what's the next word? Yeah. Lama Take Reacha. Right? Lama Take Reacha. Tav Chafe. Why are you Tav Chafe? What's Moshe doing? He's threatening them that I'm going to do to you what I did to the Mitzri. I'm going to use this Shem Hashem and I'm going to strike you down. So what does he say back to him? Of course, says Halahargeni Ata Omer. What do you think? I'm not holding in this. Sir? I know what you're trying to say. Don't you dare threaten me using the Shem Hashem. But this Shem Hashem Chaf Hey Taf is a name used to subdue one's enemies. It's the name. Right, sometimes again, the word Taket means to strike down. And again, Kanoda, the Sfarim describe things about this name. V'chein achnos par yishlomar shayi b'koach shem and iskalel. Ki hoya al yedei Moshe. This was the name that Moshe used to subdue Paro, b'derech klal. Where do you see such a number emerging? 425. So he says, U'moshe ben shmonim shana ba'amdu b'fnei Paro. Moshe was 80 years old when he stood before Paro. That's very nice, but I don't really care. I mean, of course I care, but I'm saying, well, why does the Torah need to tell us that? What does it tell us that by telling us Moshe was 80? So he says, because if you take Moshe at 345 and you mitzarif it to Moshe's age, which was 80, it produces 425. Which means that Moshe came before Paro and he says, I'm going to do to you what I did to the Mitzri and what I threatened to do to these Jews who tried to start up with me. Okay. And therefore, a month where the Jewish people were terribly threatened and were able to emerge is a month that obviously corresponds to this pasuk, this shame. Kol haneshama tahaloka, kol haneshama tahaloka, haluka. The downfall of Haman comes about, dafka, in a month where we recite or we're connected to this pasuk. Shemenu yotzei shema nizkaleel. Uvezeha yabitl machshavaso sheratza litin aseras alafim kikar kesef v'nizbato atzaso v'nichna b'kar This shame is the cost of Mivato Haman's 10,000 silver talents. Shachin, chaf hey, times tough, 25 times 400 is gematria 10,000. So Haman tries to flex his muscles and say, I'm going to destroy Klai Yisrael. V'nifti Yisrael ayyidei shekidmu shekleihem. Hashar ashkalim merumuzim b'kasuv hazeh, shemimenu yotzei shem anizkaleel, k'mavur b'shem Shachal Torah Nizkaleh. And this is the kalach of the shekel to fight back against Amalek. It brings out a certain shame, which again has been used throughout Jewish history to fight off some of our fiercest enemies. V'lachin, and he seals it off in a beautiful way. V'atikra Esther lehasach. What was the name of the person who Esther uses to bring messages back and forth between her and Mordechai? His name, who Chazal identifies as Daniel, is none other than Hasach, the same Osios, Hey, Tav, Chav, which again, Ki B'Shmo Nirmaz Osvan Shem on Yisrael, again, using this koach of this shame. Okay, take it or leave it, my friends. I come just to point out what big people we're working on. Okay, let's go on to Perek Beis of the Maamar Shekel HaKodesh. Again, take what you want. Little pieces here that I think we can really try to live with, and some pieces that we just have to say, Niflah Satorah, and it's still Kedai to see. Haman b'gematria tzadi hei. Haman, we know, is Gematria 95. And 95, again, is the theme that permeates all of Purim. It's Hamelech, Achashverosh is known as Hamelech 95. It's Kiyar al Kes Kol is Gematria 95. Amalek is very much connected to this world of 95. It's the difference between the Kuf of Adar and the Hay of Nisan. The difference between them is 95, like B'nai Sasra describes, and like we spoke about. Haman, we know, is Mizera Amalek. Amalek is Gematria Resh Mem. When you put the two together, Osvan Hametzar. Haman plus Amalek, Haman connecting to his Shoresh of Amalek, is 335, 95 and 240. You thought we were learning, it was a math class. 95 and 240 is 335 Hametzar. Meitzer, okay, Meitzer. Nu, what does Meitzer have to do with anything? We spoke about Mitzrayim a few moments ago. The root of all Gullus, what does that have to do in the context of the battle against Amalek? Ki kein Amalek v'zaro yamach shemam mehem bo kol ha-Meitzer v'atzaros. Rachmana litzlan. Amalek is the root of all the Meitzer. Anytime a Jew feels pressured, he feels trapped, he feels confined, he feels that he's not able to be the full Jew that he wants to be, Mistama, it stems from Amalek. Ukavakasha Seinu, like we daven, min ha-meitzar karasi ka. Beautiful. Min ha-meitzar, from that world of meitzar, that entrapment of Haman and Amalek, karasi ka. I call to ka, because that's all I have. Dayo l'chatzi shem, that's all we have in Galus. Kiyad al kes ka. The Vav Hayim Hashem's name is being blocked out by Amalek. So we cry out, min ha-meitzar karasi ka. Karasi ka. We call out to ka. Ka is ka. Yud and Hey is calling out to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to redeem Him. We want to be redeemed by Him. Kiviyachol Hashem needs us. We need Him. Amnam hay hashpalas haman zera amalek b'koach shem anizkar le'al. Chaf, hey, tough. But this name that we mentioned earlier is the koach again to emerge min ha-meitzar. And therefore, that shame, chaf, hey, tough, kol ha-neshama tahalel, right, Rashi Tevos, chaf, hey, tough, is mispar min ha-meitzar. Min 90, ha-meitzar 335, b'gematria 425. Ki al yedeze yatzanu min ha-meitzar el ha-merchav, min ha-meitzar karasi ka, anani ba-merchav ka. What does ba-merchav ka mean? Merchav ka, widen the ka. Ka is half of Hashem's name. Expand that name. Bring us to a place of Yudke Vavke, the Shem Shalim, with the destruction of Amalek. Like anything in the world, there's always good and evil blended together. That's the nature of the world since the time of the Eitz Hadas Tovara. The name of the Satan that we find in Svarim, in Pnimius, is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. So Samach Mem is the negative, the Sam, negativity. And then there's Aleph and Lamed, which is Kel, the name of Hashem. That's true about everything and anything. You look at the word Nachash, there can be letters which are negative and letters that are positive. You look at the word Satan, there can be letters that are negative and letters that are positive. You look at Amalek and Haman, there can be negative letters and positive letters. So from the word Amalek, Osvan, Ayin, Mem, the letters Ayin and Mem, from Amalek, Hu Atov, and Osvan, Mem and He, from Haman, is Tov. So the bad letters, right? The bad letters are going to be Nun, Lamin, and Kuf. The good letters, according to Yaros Dvash, again based on other early Svarim, are the letters Ayin and Mem of Amalek, and Mem and He from Haman. Okay, what does that do for us? Says the Rebbe of Baranov, the Ikar Kasha Lehem Leharali Yisrael Chas V'Shalom Hu Ayadei Chelak Osvan Atov Hamu'uruv Bishmam V'Niraz B'Mikra Nizkaleel. They take, again, to sustain themselves in a parasitical way. They take a Kalach of Kedusha, they take good letters, and they use them for evil. And if we can get back these letters, if we can steal back these letters, so to speak, if we can take the Kedusha away from them, they won't be able to feed off of it and use it for evil purposes. So therefore, again, the koach of these kochos hara, to do bad for Klal Yisrael, is rooted in the fact that they are connected to something holy. That's what gives them the energy, that's what gives them the chiyus. And therefore, in that pasuk that we mentioned, min ha-meitzar karasi ka, he says, min ha-meitzar, or Rashi Tevos, mem hei, the good letters of Haman, im kuf yud karasi ka, is Gematria 110, the same Gematria as Ayin Mem, the good letters of Amalek. Shehem, heina hatov hamu'urav b'shemosam, sheyizbato kochem b'koach hatov shebehem. Umamela yipul hara v'yeh mechias amalik. So minamitzar koach ikov. If we could take away the good letters, then Amalek and Haman would have no koach against us. V'yashem shalim, and Hashem's presence could be revealed in the world. Asher calls manches zaro kayam nisharak asvan yudhei. Because right now it's minamitzar koach ikov. We're stuck with ka. We want to be bigger, but we want Hashem's presence to be bigger. But we're stuck, and therefore tefilaseinu levatel koach atov shabo. V'lo yalo koach rak ba'asvan lamir kof min amalek v'os nun min haman. The goal is that what? We should reduce them only to their bad letters. It's their good letters, the letters of Kedusha, that give them the strength to fight against us. If we can get those letters away, the evil letters will easily be swallowed up by our Kedusha. So again, the evil letters are lamid and kof of Amalek and nun of Haman. And when you put the two together, nirmas b'mispar tevas anani. Right? Anani b'merchavka. Anani is gematria, 180. So therefore, when we can reduce it to 180, we can get rid of min hametzer karasika, take away the kochos hatov from Amalek and Haman, then anani b'merchavka. Then there can be, we can be responded, there can be an answer, there can be a salvation, b'merchavka, with the expansion of ka. That Hashem's name can be shalim. Shahideza yeh Hashem shalim. There'll be an expansion of ka via Hashem shalim. When the mitzvah crossi ka, Kadosh Baruch Hu should respond aneni b'merchav ka. Amazing. Va'odzos isa besfarim ki haman va'achashverosh achizasam b'mazal ma'adim u'mazal shabtai. Now we know there are mazalos. Mazalos, we sometimes think in some strange kind of, you know, spiritual sense. But mazalos also mean the actual movements of the planets. Right? We're talking about mazalos. We're talking about in a very practical way the various planets. The planets, the negative planets have different kohos, different energies. The negative planets of Ma'adim, which is Mars, and Shabtai, which is Saturn, are the planets from which Haman and Achashverosh draw their negativity. Again, this is something that's found in early Svarim. Rabbeinu Bachai brings it in this Kara Kemach. He's going to quote it in a second. But again, Haman v'Achashverosh achizasim b'mazal ma'adim u'mazal shabtai sheshneim morim l'ra achas v'shalom. The negative planets of Ma'adim, Gematria 95, and Shabtai, Saturn, sheshneim morim l'ra achas v'shalom. How do we fight back? What are the kochos of more positive planets, more holy lights, ubitulam haya alide Mordechai v'Esther, who are connected to the mazalos hatovim of Noga v'Tzedek. What planet is Noga? Venus. What planet is Tzedek? Jupiter. Okay. So you have Mars and Saturn versus Venus and Jupiter. Where am I?
Yeah.
On the page, where am I?
Sure. I mean, I know where you're not.
Where am I? In the realm of Yeshiva Yitzchak Elchanan. I'm sitting with my friends and we're learning what a holy Jew from Yerushalayim about 100 years ago had to try to tell us about Purim.
And on the page?
On the page, we're over here.
Sure.
Okay. Mordechai and Esther draw from the mazalos of Noga and Tzedek, of Venus and Jupiter. Ayin b'sefer katekemach. V'yigam zos nirmas b'mikra shalfanenu. But again, at the very least. Okay, so we don't say halal on Purim, I understand. Kriyasa Zohalela. The Kriyas Megillah is the Halos. We're not going to recite Minametzar Karasika. We're not going to sing these psukim, but we're going to think about these psukim. Again, just a pashup shot on the puzzle. Minametzar Karasika. Hashem's name is trapped on the level of Yud and Hey. We want it to come to a Merchav Ka, to an expansion of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name. We want to get rid of Amalek. We want to get rid of Haman. Okay? So we use these kochos. So if you look at the pasuk, he says, "Min hametzer karasika, shekein min hametzer bo biyachad osvan haman, min hametzer shehu mispar ma'adim, min hametzer." So you have the memnon plus the hay. Okay, so that's haman, which is gematria ma'adim, which is Mars. V'tevas karasi, with the kolal is gematria shabtai, Saturn. So min hametzer, the combination of min hametzer karasi. You have Haman, and you have Ma'adim, and you have Shabtai, and you have the Meitzar. So the negativity that stems from those two negative planets, ki elu shnei mazalos garvu Meitzar chas v'shalom. These two planets, I told you, listen, if you're laughing in honor of Purim, it's a kvaldik thing. You can laugh all you want. Kvaldik. Good, I made a Jew smile. I don't know if I taught you any Torah. I don't know if Rabbi Brown taught us any Torah, but I made it. You smile. We're trying. We're trying. Shalom. If you are feeling it, okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I'm not sure if everyone in the room is feeling it. We're feeling it in different ways. Okay, let's go on. So we dive in. Aneni b'merchav ka. Aneni b'merchav. B'merchav is b'gematria noga plus sedek. So again, we have Haman and Achashverosh representing these negative mazalos. And again, throughout, you can look through Torah literature and understand why Ma'adim and Shabsai, Mars and Saturn, are more negative planets, and why Noga and Tzedek are more positive energies. But Bamerechav is Gematria Noga plus Tzedek. So when we can conquer the Kochos of Haman and Achashverosh, there can be a Merechav Ka, an expansion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and there can be Noga and Tzedek, the planets aligning properly in a way that brings the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Okay, no, Ravavi, this you can handle. The ikar struggle of a Jew is the fact that we're in Chutz Laaretz, we're in Galus. And therefore, min ha-meitzar, the ultimate meitzar, this is a beautiful remez, min ha-meitzar is gematria Chutz Laaretz. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come on, take us home already. We have to blame ourselves also. We're choosing not to be in Eretz Yisrael right now. Probably find a way to get there if we really wanted to be there. Okay, we could come up with excuses why we're here in America right now. Maybe it is Latuelis, maybe it's not Latuelis. Each person has to make their own cheshbon. But the bottom line is, there's a feeling of Meitzar. There's a feeling of the squeeze of America, of the Gullis, of the Chutz Laaretz. Mina Meitzar Begmatria Chutz Laaretz. Okay, 425. Chutz Laaretz. We want to return to the Eretz HaKadosha, to the Holy Land. Eretz HaKadosha v'gematria karasi. Min ha-meitzar. From min ha-meitzar, we want to go from Chutz Laaretz to karasi, to Eretz HaKadosha, to Arzeinu HaKadosha, to Eretz Yisrael. V'hu min ha-meitzar karasi ka. Who would be as goel gam Chutz Laaretz yeh b'kedushas Eretz HaKadosha. We hope and we pray that Amir Tzashem, the time will come where Eretz Yisrael expands itself over the world the same way we want Merchav Ka, that Hashem's name, his place where he expresses himself, should expand around the entire world, as it says in the Yalkut in Yeshaya. Asid Eretz Yisrael is spashi b'chol ha-artos. And that's what it means. Aneini b'merchav ka. She is rachiv kedushas Eretz Yisrael gam b'chutz la'artos b'bias gov m'her b'yaminu. Amen v'amen. Perek Gimel, the final perek of the Mayim Reshech HaKodesh, and I hope you enjoyed. And there's a lot to think about here. You'll see you next week. Mirtz Hashem next week. We'll do the next piece on Somich Noflim. It goes much smoother. This is a harder piece. Some of the Ramazim are a little more out there in the Mayim Reshech HaKodesh. But okay, we'll try. Number two, Aseinu Aneini B'Merchav Ka Romeis B'Tevas Aneini Al Yedei Merchav Mispar Shekel. Let's bring us back to the world of Parshas Shkalim. Aneini B'Merchav. So we have Aneini, and we want to B'Merchav. We want to Merchav the Aneini. So Merchav plus Aneini is B'Gematria Shekel. This whole Indian of the Shekel, the ability to Aneini b'merchav ka, right, through the Kalach of Shekel, is the ability to fight off Min HaMetzar. Min HaMetzar, we said again, is Haman plus Amalek. Min HaMetzar. Min HaMetzar, 335. Oh, sorry, HaMetzar, 335, is Begmatcha, Haman and Amalek. So we fight back with the Koach of Shekel, that our Shekel can overpower Haman's Shekel. The word Shkalim itself hints to Mordechai and Esther, the Kochos of Tov, to fight off this Koach of Ra. Ki os lamid romes al Esther. The letter lamid is merames to Esther. How is lamid merames to Esther? Because Esther zo hadasa. Esther, we know, is called hadasa. Hadasa is bigamatria lamid. Lamid mem dalid bimilo. Lamid in miloi is gamatria hadasa. So Esther is merumas in the letter lamid. Something to think about. Again, you could use these things as a springboard of things to think about. When you're walking down the street and you're trying to make sure that your mind is filled with positive things, so you'll think about the other. What does Esther have to do with Lamed? The Rebbe of Baranov taught us that Esther has to do with Lamed. Because Lamed b'miloy is Hadassah, and Esther's name is Hadassah. But you have to think, what does it mean? Esther's Lamed. Lamed we know is Limud. What does that mean? What does Esther teach us? What does Esther have to do with Limud Torah? What does Megillah Bechlal have to do with this? Okay, so again, use these as springboards for future thought. V'chein sodo ki ha-malchus niknes b'shloshim milos kein Esther ha-malka ramzu bo'os lamed min shkalim. The lamed of the word shkalim is Esther. Because malchus, it says in Pirkei Avos, comes with 30 milos. And Esther was a malka. Maybe the greatest malka ever was. She ruled over the entire civilized world alongside her husband Achashverosh, one of the three kings who was Malchu Bakipa, according to the Gemara and Megillah. V'yeser osvin, so what letters are left from shkalim? If the lamed is Esther, you have a shin, a kof, a yud, and a mem, which has to somehow equal and express the idea of Mordechai. How do you see a remez to Mordechai in shin, kof, yud, mem? Romez al yichuso shal Mordechai. Shekein rosh tevos, Mordechai, Yair, Shimi, Kish. Mordechai ben Yair, ben Shimi, ben Kish. Right? The letters of Mordechai in his yichus are mem, yud, shin, and kof. The remaining letters of the word shkalim. Ulasher Mordechai v'Esther shneim malim reach tov reach habisamim. Mordechai and Esther are both names of sweet smelling things. The Hadassah with its beautiful smell. Mordechai, like the Gemara says in Megillah, is more drawer. The myrrh, the sweet smelling, the good smelling myrrh, the pure myrrh. More drawers, merames to Mordechai. Right? The Unkelish translates more drawer as Mori Dachia Mordechai. V'Esther zo Hadassah reach shal hadas. Kein haya mitzvas hashkalim litein yur geira shegematria reach. A shekel is 20 asrim geira, which means a half shekel. When he says mitzvah shkalim, means the half shekel. The half shekel is 10 geira. Yur geira is gematria reach. Because through the koach of the half shekel, we're able to tap into these kochos of Yeshua, of Mordechai and Esther, the sweet-smelling spices of Klal Yisrael. V'areach hu b'kli achota. How does one come to Reach? Through one's nose. What does that have to do with anything? V'yadua ki chotem romas l'chodesh adar. It's known, again from Svarim, that the chotem is associated with chodesh adar. Like it says in Bris Kunas Olam. Al kein be'echad ba'adar mashmin al ashkalim. V'daika be'echad ba'adar. It's dafka, the first of adar, that we start to enter into the world of shkalim. Because echad b'gematria 13 plus adar 205 is gematria Reach. It's a time of good smell. Chodesh Adar is a man of Reach. It's a Reach Nichoach that ascends upon the world. We know in general, right? It says by the Navi that about the Melech HaMashiach, V'haricho b'yiras Hashem. There's going to be a scent of Yiras Shemayim. There's a scent of Yiras Shemayim. We know the Gemara in Sanhedrin describes one of the skills of the Mashiach is he able to smell something and to judge it based on its smell. Be able to be morach v'adon, v'adim. Right? To smell something and to come to a judgment based on a reach. So this is the inyan of gula, this is the inyan of reach. This is the inyan of echad adar, is gematria reach. V'areach hu bebeiz nechirim shebachotem. And the reach, of course, takes place through the two nostrils of the nose. U'v'sefer yetzira, kasuf. Sheshnei nechirim misyachsim la'osven dalid resh shebegematria tzadik. Now, again, we learned about dalid resh, so we know that dalid resh is a big inyan, so it just enhances it here by telling us that the two nostrils correspond to dalid and resh. Apparently that's in Sefer Yetzir, I'm not sure. But dalid resh together is gematria tzadik, Mordechai tzadik, the koach of Klal Yisrael, through their acts of righteousness, to destroy the root of all rishus, which of course is a malik. V'nirvaz, and he concludes his beautiful mimer, Shekel HaKodesh. He concludes the mimer by telling us the Pasuk in Tehillim. Simchu tzadikim b'Hashem, v'hoidu l'zecher kacho. Simchu tzadikim b'Hashem, Rosh Tevos 392, b'gematria b'samim. Simchu tzadikim b'Hashem, the tzadik, the dalet and the resh, the two openings of the nostrils. Echad adar b'gematria reach. Simchu tzadikim b'Hashem, b'gematria b'samim. The koach of Mordechai and Esther. Ki ha-tzadikim malim reach tovim, ma'aseyim atovim, k'reach ha-b'samim. The tzadik leaves a good scent in the world. The same way that the reach ha-b'samim leaves such a powerful imprint on anything that comes in its midst. A person walks into a perfume store, right? The mushal that so many of the Svarim throughout the generations have brought in so many different ways, different places, but you surround yourself by a tzaddik. The tzaddik has a hashpa on you. The same way b'sam, you walk into a perfume store. There's a hashpa of the perfume of the b'sam upon a person. Ulasher hakol yafel b'samim. We know Chazal say that the sound is good for b'samim. When they would crush the ketores, they would say hadek haytev haytev hadek. Right? They would talk to it because apparently noise, sound is good for b'samim. Again, it's a deep inyan, the idea of kol being yafal b'sabim. Who shesim v'hodu l'zecher kasho. Simchus adikim b'Hashem, Rashi Tevos b'gmatcha b'sabim, v'hodu l'zecher kasho is Rashi Tevos kol. Because the kol is yafal b'sabim. V'chein Mordechai, shesolu b'sabim. Mordechai, whose very nature is moridachia, the more drawer, the pure myrrh, the spice with the good smell. Mordechai, the tzaddik, understands that to enact his own kolchos hatov, he needs kol. And therefore, where do we find the inyan of kol by Mordechai? Mordechai, the besamim rosh, is yetze besoch ha'ir, like it says in Mamash straight out of the pasuk in Megillas Esther, he's yetze besoch ha'ir, v'yizak za'aka gedola, and he lets out a very loud kol, a scream, a shry, a shriek, right? Because he understands in order to awaken that kol ha'besam within himself, in order to bring about that Yeshua, to awaken the nostril, the reach, the kol ha'mashiach, the inyan of dal and reish, kotz v'dardar, b'chamal Hashem, b'malik midor dor, the whole inyan of dal and reish, to partner with Esther, his partner, the Hadassah, through this kolach of shkalim, through this kolach of besamim, v'chulu, 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 v'yizak zaka gadol. He knows it's going to take a loud scream in order to make that happen. Ki ha'kol yafa l'besamim. No, a little piece from the Or v'Simcha, the Rebbe Baranov. This is what a Jew was thinking about in Poland in the 1800s. He lived from 1845 to 1916. Like I said, he came to Eretz Yisrael at the very end of his life, the last 6-7 years of his life, he was in Eretz Yisrael. And imagine, this was a descendant of a descendant of a descendant of the Rebbe of Jikov, the son of the Rapshitzer. You can only imagine what the Rav Shitzer was like. You can only imagine what his Rebbeim were like. You can only imagine what the Baal Shem Tov was like. And again, it gives us something to Mirtz Hashem strive for as we usher in the Shabbos of Parshas Shkalim. Okay, Shkalach, thanks for coming.